So we've got people online that would like to talk to you. We're going to go to them here, but we're going to first cover the tax credit. Now, if you want to go straight to Sun Valley Solar, you can reach them at 480-689-5000. You've got people today.
That's right.
689-5000. Go green at sunvalleysolar.com. Reason number one to go solar from our article today.
Yeah.
For me, the observation I never thought about before, the non-use of water and that it's a non-mechanical moving element to the home. But then you've got tax credits.
Tax credits. Yeah. So we're in the last year of the 30% federal tax credit for solar. So it will remain as 26% next year, 22% the year after that, and then it's gone. So if you want the maximum 30%, this is your year. And in addition to that deadline, we also have APS will be reviewing their export rate. That's the rate that they buy your excess energy back. They review that every September. And we'll have that review coming up again in September. And in all likelihood, that will probably reduce again as well.
The buyback rate. And we'll talk about what that specifically is in our longer break next segment. Let's see if we can help Amanda first, who's joined us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888. Rosie, for you, with the question that a lot of us ask, to buy or to lease. Welcome, Amanda.
Hi.
How can we help you?
When I was looking for homes to actually purchase, we had found a home that had solar panels already on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lease program. And then I have a girlfriend that actually bought the solar panels.
Yeah.
So which is actually a better option?
Hmm. Good question. It kind of depends on what is the best option for you. It's kind of like leasing a car. Some people just with their personal life or decision or where they're at in their life at that time, leasing a car makes more sense.
Or if you're like me and you drive 50,000 miles a year in state,
right?
Leasing is not a good option.
Yeah. So leases are great if that makes sense for you. You know, some people that don't have a tax liability, maybe they're older or retired, and the tax incentives don't really resonate with them, and they don't want to put any kind of cash outlay or do a traditional financing thing. They just want a cheaper bill. A lease is a better choice for them. If you're going to be in the home for a while, if you're a little bit younger and you have a tax liability, I like more of a traditional loan or even a cash purchase, because then you get to keep all of the tax incentives and the system belongs to you. But it just kind of depends on what your personal situation is. I think leases work out really well for certain people. And I think that you know, again, whatever your personal situation is, I think that purchases can work out really well for some people. When I bought mine, I purchased it, but you know, I'm 47 years old and I plan to stay in the home for a while. And to me, it was an investment and part of, you know, increasing the property value of the home. So
anybody looking at a home that has a lease on it, that shouldn't be a reason not to buy the home.
That's correct. You can transfer the leases, and that is not terribly difficult. It's a little bit of extra paperwork, but it's very, very doable. The terms of that would be set by the leaseholders. So whoever the leaseholder is, you would want to contact them and ask them what their terms are for transferring the lease. But it's very, very doable. It is an extra step, though, whereas if you purchase the system either through traditional financing or through a cash purchase, then you own it. So if you were to sell your house, it does make for a little bit less paperwork in doing that transition.
And for the resale value of the home, it would definitely increase your resale value if you purchase the panels.
Right, because it's part of the property. So whereas with a lease, you don't own it, so it's not part of the property. Somebody else owns that, and you're just essentially renting the panels.
So I guess to answer your question, Amanda, it all depends.
Yeah, it just kind of depends. But you bought a home with panels already on it, so it was I to understand that it was more of a question about whether you want to keep those and transfer the lease?
No, I actually bought a home that did not have panels on it.
I see.
And because I've seen it done both ways from a homeowner standpoint, which would have been better for me, but based off of what you're saying, it sounds like actually purchasing the panels would be a better option because, like you, I am younger and I do plan on staying up in that house.